History According to Bob, The Spanish Trip, Part 1. I know I haven't been on for a couple of weeks. I had plenty of podcasts for a vacation, but I got a cold about halfway through our vacation, and then Sherry caught it, and it turned into a sinus infection. And then we fly back, and the dry air made it worse. So in the end, she has been sick for a couple of weeks, but she's finally on the upswing. And I've gotten, you know, a little bit of a cold again coming back to Kansas City. And I was having trouble talking. My voice would dry out. And that certainly is terrible for podcasting. So I am sorry it has been so long since I've done a show. I have some shows that I'm ready to put up. But I thought I'd do a little something with our vacation, as I usually do. Last year I didn't do very much. And so I'm going to make up for that. And what I'm going to do is once a week I will give you another day in our vacation, and then during the Christmas vacation from Christmas Eve to New Year's, I will then put one each day of our Spanish vacation, because I don't really need to edit these that much. It's just kind of telling you what it is and that sort of thing. So that's what we're going to do. So I'm going to start off with day one and two. So we left October the 1st, and we came back on the 23rd. So fortunately, we missed a terrible flooding that took place in southern Spain. I was amazed that the airport, although they ran 900 flights out of that place a day, they only canceled 150, even though some of the area was flooded. They got it all straightened out. And part of that is Barcelona has a massive underground storage capability for rainwater from the old Roman cistern, and then it's been added on to food for a long period of time. So the central part of the city was okay. But other parts of Spain in that region, like Valencia, they got a whole year's worth of rain in 11 hours. So nothing can really stand up to that. So we're really sorry about that, but we did escape that sort of thing. We had a little rain while we were there, but we only got wet once. And that's when we were in Toledo. And that was, by the way, miserable, since I accidentally walked underneath a gargoyle and got the feeling of what it's like when it's raining hard and the gargoyle is spouting. It's a hell of a shower. So anyway, we flew out of Kansas City to Philadelphia for our connection to Barcelona. Normally we had flown premium economy, but that's gotten outrageous. I remember when we first did that, it was like $250. So we flew main cabin, because main cabin gave us enough leg space, because Sherry sometimes has had blood clots, and so that was fine. We've flown that way before, and it was a lot cheaper. So it saved us a significant amount of money, and we didn't have any problems. Although next time, we're going to get the window seat and one other seat. I don't like being in the middle with a stranger on one side, and I don't mean Sherry. And so we flew to Barcelona, no problem whatsoever. When we got out of Barcelona, we had transportation already arranged. Our hotel had suggested that we use a service, and they suggested like three services. And later on, I'll tell you which one it was. But you pay up front, and they tell you where they're going to meet you. And they were there every time. Now, the problem we had in Barcelona was our plane got in a half an hour early. So we had to wait for our transportation. The company specializes in having English-speaking drivers as well as other languages. So he had been a tour guide in Barcelona, so the drive-in was really spectacular, but it had already been paid for, and I just gave him a tip. And we did that all the way through Spain. So we did it once in Madrid, and we did it once in Seville, actually twice in Seville, and then one more time in Barcelona to go out to the airport, even though we stayed in the train station. The problem we had when we got to Barcelona was the weather was great, but the hotel did not accept you coming in, and you couldn't check in till 3 o'clock. We got in at 11. Now, they had nice storage lockers that you could put your material in, and so Sherry and I then walked around a little bit, went down the... We were right on the La Rambla. I know people say, oh, that's a kind of a sketchy place. Well, no, it's really not. There are people that have some scams going on, but we didn't see any of it. The food was probably okay. We didn't eat there. We ate at other restaurants, although our hotel restaurant was excellent. But the location was fabulous. One of the metros was around the corner from our hotel. And with that metro, you could go any of the places that we wanted to see. We only had to change once, and that was to get to Sagrada Familia. And it was only, you know, a real simple thing. The subway system functions really well in Barcelona. You can go anywhere. And we've never been in Spain, okay? And we've never been, obviously, in Barcelona. And it was easy. Nothing to it. The only problems we had on transportation was when we needed to re-up our little cards that ride the metro. And it was at an area which was full of tourists who didn't know what they were doing. I'd get crazy after a while. So we walked down to the Naval Museum, which we will go into at another time, because they have a full-size replica of the Spanish command ship at the Battle of Lepanto, where the European forces defeated the Ottoman Empire. And it is absolutely stunning. And the only section of the original old wall of Barcelona is there, running alongside the museum. So we kind of did a lap around the museum. We had been told by one of our people that we used, one of the people that we studied about what to do in Spain. There is on YouTube, there's a show called Road Trip Spain and Portugal by Tony Galvez and his wife. And we watched everything they had on Barcelona, Madrid, traveling to Spain, Seville, eating and whatever. They're usually like 10 minutes or 15 minutes. It's none of this, oh, look at me, look at me, look at me. They give you the information. They show you around. They eat in the restaurants, you know, et cetera and so on. And, you know, it was really good. He walked you through the airport. They walked you to getting tickets and all sorts of other stuff. So I highly recommend them. And we joked about the fact that maybe we'd run into him somewhere along the line, but we did not. And obviously Rick Steves' material, which is sometimes a little older, but you still get an idea of what you're going to go see, and Walter's World. So we used those quite a bit. Tony had said if you wanted a good meal, go to the museum. They're the Naval Museum. They have a menu de dia. In other words, a daily menu. It's the lunch menu, which you can get a starter, a main, and a dessert, and free drinks for a set price. And that's what we did. And it was wonderful. We tried to do that all the time. And you didn't have to go into the museum. They had another area where you could come in just to the lunch area. And you could get snacks there, and you could get breakfast there if you wanted to. So that was really, really good. Now, I had scheduled, when we arrived, to do something. Sherry likes to see a show or something like that. And I had scheduled a dinner and a flamenco show. Well, the place was like a half a block from our hotel. And it's actually part of another hotel. It was kind of like when we went to Dublin and the hotel we stayed in did a Celtic show. Well, there's another hotel and they have this. Well, you know, you figure it's just a simple meal. Oh, my God. It was a sampler of all the fish dishes and things that you could get in Barcelona, and then desserts on top of that. And then after about an hour, the group, there were about probably 35, maybe 40, were then moved into the auditorium or the dance area. And I don't know how they scheduled it because we ordered our tickets early. So we were right in front. We were close enough that I thought we were going to get kicked or we were going to get hit with one of the shawls that they spin around. But it was fantastic. It's like three generations of family members who have done flamenco, and everybody said that it was one of the best that you could see in the area. And so we did that. It was wonderful. They let you take pictures at the end, and then we went back to our hotel. Now the hotel we stayed at, La Arc La Rambla, probably a tourist hotel, but it's right there on the La Ramblas, and we walked out, and we walked everywhere, or got on the metro, no problems. The little restaurant they had in there served good food at reasonable prices, but we did eat other places, especially one seafood place. But it was, I think it was $1,800 American dollars for 6 nights, It included free breakfast for the two of us. And the free breakfast was not a continental breakfast. The free breakfast was a gigantic buffet. And I usually eat a big breakfast and then a little snack in the afternoon and then a dinner. So that really worked well for me. And it was very comfortable, great location, very friendly. They spoke probably 20 languages at the desk. I had learned, we were hoping when we went to Mérida in the spring that we could practice our Spanish. And most of the people spoke Mayan down there. So that didn't help much. And we only knew enough to get in trouble. We could say hello, good morning, thank you very much, et cetera, and so on. How much is it? That sort of thing. And I learned a little Catalan, basically the same words, but because you're near the France, Catalan has a kind of a French bent. So bon dia was a Catalan for good morning instead of buenos dias. And a couple of other things like that. And, I said that at the desk, and they kind of lit up, and they said, you speak Catalan. I said, five words. They said, but you speak something. And pretty much everywhere we went, that the English issue wasn't a problem. Now you've got my phone can translate anything and stuff like that. But when we got to Madrid, we had an interesting issue when we were doing that, because we were in a working-class neighborhood, and there weren't a lot of English speakers other than in the hotel. So that was our first day in Barcelona. We had a nice rest. Actually, we took a nap on the divans waiting for our room. And the next day, day two, we're going to Sagrada Familia. So that'll be our next one. I also noticed that there are two shows that didn't play on very well or play at all while we were gone. Two shows on the Maya. And I will put those up today so that you can hear them if you hadn't. And then I have a couple of shows that I've pre-recorded. I just have to edit them. So I'll be getting back into the swing of things after this week. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, sumahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise. And if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.